blackness sometimes when you burn on you. I won't have to worry about what folks say about me no more. And then I'll just be at rest. Yes, I will. Just one more thing.
Lord, you've been so.
You, Lord God, been good to me, y'all. Y'all, excuse me. Lord, I know you've been good to me. Oh, Lord, you done done so much for me, Jim. If you leave me, I don't know what I would do. But y'all, excuse me, but sometimes I feel like that. If I had wings, if I just had me wings like the morning does, I'd just spread my wings and fly away. I'd just fly away, fly away, fly away. Woo! Yes, I would. And I'd be
everywhere.
Yes, I would. Yes, I would,
is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
I've tried everything that I could in my life to this world.
Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
And welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
You, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence, understanding everything that's wrong with us, all that is right with you. And now, Sovereign Lord, we ask for your touch, for your strength, for your guidance, for your ever showing presence in our lives. In this moment, God, we are thankful that you have privileged us and prospered us to be in your presence, in this place, in this space, to share together, to be with you, to commune, to worship you and praise you, and then to hear from you. How privileged we are that we can still hear from you. Not being perfect, every I is not dotted, every T is not crossed. Yet, God, you allow us to hear your word to be better for you. So all of us who have breath, oh God, I pray that we will be mindful, that we'll be grateful, that we'll be reverent and appreciative of what's been done for us that we could not do for ourselves. I pray today, oh God, that after you have shared with us today, that we'll be so much better. We'll be so much higher in our living, our thinking, our conversation, all that we do, that you might get the glory from our lives. Thank you for everyone that's here. Thank you, O God, for every family, every home represented, dear Lord, and I pray your blessing upon them all. Now, God, I yield myself to you and ask, O Father, that you will speak how you want to speak. Speak, O God. Your people are listening. Speak, O God. Your people are listening. With receptive hearts and open ears, speak, O God. Your people are listening. We thank you in advance for how much better we're going to be. We thank you, Lord. And we'll stand today against any assignment of the enemy that's meant to hinder us, hurt us, We stand against it in the name of Jesus and say that he does not have reign here. He does not have rule here. Your people will grow. Your people will be saved. Your people will be blessed. Your people will be healed. Your people will be delivered in the name of Jesus. And so we count it all joy even now. In Christ's name, we thank you and we praise you. And the people of God together said, amen. Come on, bless the Lord if you really love him today. If you really love him, just tell him how much you love him. Tell him how much you appreciate him. If you really love the Lord today, glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. 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 To God be the glory for another Sunday morning that he has blessed us and allowed us this privilege to share together, to worship him in spirit and in truth. To all of our ministers and to all of our leaders and staff and to all of you who are assembled today, then to those who are online, we thank God for you on today. It's just good to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Amen. 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 As a pastor, y'all be seated real quick. As a pastor, you, my prayer today is that you will enjoy coming to the house of the Lord. I look across this room and I see so many sad faces. I see so many lethargic faces. I see so many apathetic faces, like it's just another day, like it doesn't matter, like I'm just here. I see all these young people who are mad at the world, no smile. I'm looking at adults who act like they're just going through the motions. My prayer for you is that you will enjoy being in the house of the Lord, to just praise God, to bless God. Can I tell you something I've learned? Nothing is bigger than your God.
Amen.
No problem, no circumstance,
oh, yeah.
No disappointment. Can I tell you something today? Can I tell you this?
Amen.
God bless you and I one more week.
Amen.
To come to his house. One more Sunday morning that was not guaranteed based on how we live, based on how this world goes. And your God and my God gave us one more Sunday to hear his word, to be in his presence, for a life to be changed, for a soul to be saved, for a destiny to be altered. Your grandchild got a chance because you got another day. Your household got a chance because you got another day. Your sickness got a chance to be ended because you got another. This is no ordinary Sunday morning. And my prayer is that we'll stop being so going through the motion and be excited and be enthusiastic and be looking forward to what God wants to do. I believe God still does miracles. I believe he heals the sick. I believe he raises the dead. I believe he'll provide. What's wrong with us? Where is our joy? Where is our celebration? Where is our victory? If you go check that grave, Jesus ain't there. If you go check that cross, he's gonna come down from that cross. You have victory today. Listen, 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 listen. Everybody in here is jacked up. Everybody in here got something going on in their life that ain't the way it ought to be. But somebody ought to know that you got a two-word testimony, but God. And here you are still breathing, by breathing air. It's not bigger than your God.
Hallelujah.
I'm sorry.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm sorry. I'm saying is that we owe God more than what we do. Now, don't you know we can do better than this? Don't you know you and I can do better than this? dragging in God's house and looking around like he ain't been good. It's them prayers that nobody know you prayed that he answered. It's some doors he opened that he opened, nobody. And you mean to tell me I'm gonna sit here and look around like it don't matter? You done travel, some of y'all done traveled the highway all week long, dangerous highway, troubles on the road that you done avoided because his hand was on your life. Some of y'all have been sick and God done brought you back into the house and you gonna sit there with your chest all out like you did it, like you healed yourself, like you provided for you. We ain't got enough sense to provide for ourselves. We ain't got enough knowledge to do it ourselves. It had to be a God. And this the, after all God has done, this is the best we can do. My prayer for all of you, that you will not let that or them be bigger than your God. Your God, I'm telling you what I know. Your God is bigger than that or them. And he says in his word, if I be lifted up from the earth, ask Isaiah, when he was high and lifted up and the train filled the temple, the Bible said that the glory came into the room. You see, I wonder today, I'm gonna move on. But I wonder today if every one of us would decide to not be so scary and not be so prideful and not be so arrogant, and if everybody would just lift him. Do you know the glory that would fill this room? Do you know the glory that would overflow in our heart if we stop getting over who I'm mad at and what ain't right in my life and say, God, you're bigger than all that? The glory that would come in. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what I'm praying for. That's what I'm excited about. It's going to happen. One of these old days, we're going to come in with no agenda. We're going to come in not worried about who's singing, who preaching, who doing what, who I'm mad at, what I ain't doing, and who over me and who ain't over me. One of these days, we're going to stop worrying about position and roles and who in charge, and we're going to say, Holy Ghost, have your way. God, be glorified. And I'm looking to the day when the glory will come in and signs and wonders will take place right in our lives. Cancer will be healed in the house. Deliverance will take place in the house. Power will come in the house. Gifting will give birth in the house. I'm excited. I'm looking for it. I'm looking for it. I'm looking for that day when men got their hands lifted with tears coming from their eyes, praying to a God, glorifying God. I'm excited. I'm excited. He's going to let me see it. He's going to let me see it. He's going to let me see it. Glory to God. Get your Bible. Get your Bible. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. One of these old days. One of these old days. That's what I'm praying for. That's what I'm looking for. Just because you're in the house, that the overflow, that you will be overflowing with blessings, that the presence of God will be at work in your life, that everywhere you walk will be a blessed place, that when you be able to speak it in the name of Jesus, it will come to pass. And while you're worrying about it, he's already got it worked out.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Because of the glory.
Yes, Lord.
I'm sorry, y'all. I just don't come to church no more just for regular stuff. I'm not coming for auto service. I'm coming for an experience and an encounter with God. That's what I come to experience.
Jesus, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Psalm number 32.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give you a few scattered remarks and I'm going to get out your hair. Y'all didn't come for worship. But I'm going to keep showing up, Lord. Give me strength. I'm going to keep showing up and I'm looking for what God's going to do. I see it so clearly. I see it. So I'm going to keep showing up best I know how. Every day not an easy day. Every day not the day you want it to be. But if it's the day that the Lord made, you still got a responsibility to rejoice and be glad. Can I tell you why? Because he already told you all things, the good and the bad.
Yeah.
He's going to work it all together for your good. And you can't have all good things because you'd be spoiled rotten. So you got to have some bad things so you'll stay praying to him and talking to him. But I believe a God, y'all. I just believe God. I've seen him do too much in my own life. I've seen him do too much in y'all's life. I know I'm boring y'all already. I know I'm boring y'all. But can I got to tell y'all the truth. Some stuff ain't going to happen for us until we put God first in our lives.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. It's just some things, it's not that he don't want you to have it, but he knows you're not going to put him first. And he's not going to violate his word, because his word tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then everything you need going to be added. You got to stop making your job bigger, making these people bigger, these circumstances bigger, and make him first in your life. And you'll have peace beyond you. I'm almost through now. Psalm 32. Beginning at verse number 1. I'm already in trouble, so the Lord. But I'm at a point in my life and my ministry. I'm not trying to be popular. Because, see, popularity and this prosperity stuff is making us sad Christians. We have no substance because we don't deal enough with the truth. And so today I got to deal with the real truth about who we are for a few moments, okay? And I'm going to give you a disclaimer. Everybody in here guilty. From the pulpit to the pew. And you'll never get what God want to get. Point the finger to somebody else. Amen. Amen. Psalm 32, are you there? Yes. Beginning verse number 1. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Y'all can sit down right there. Thank you so much. Wrath was the flowers fade thereof, but the word of our God shall stand forever. And for a few moments, I got to wrestle with you. From this thought, solving my sin problem. My assignment today is to make every last one of us uncomfortable. Solving, overcoming, dealing with, addressing my sin problem with your deep self. With your anointed self, with your spiritual self. We are called. Why would God on this day talk to all us good people about solving our own sin problem? And you can't address it until you recognize the fact that every last one of us have our own personal sin problem. Let me get to my manuscript. That's keeping me. It's a strange season in the body of Christ. Y'all know this ain't gonna last long. We're challenged like we've never been challenged before. It's a strange season. For a few moments, we gotta talk about this unpopular term that is not used in the 21st century church. I'm not talking about anointing. Not talking about power, I'm not talking about prosperity. I got to talk to you for a few minutes about this word called sin. This term is not used in the church anymore.
It's a word that is now taboo, because now if you don't deal with sin, you don't have to deal with the ugliness in your life. Society will have us geared toward everything that's right about us instead of us dealing with the thing that are wrong about us. You see, we're in a culture now that has to be politically correct and not spiritually correct. Everybody can be easily offended in this day and age. So much so that you got to watch what you say before you mess around and get canceled. People either can cancel that thing that's not popular. If it's something I don't want to hear, I'll just cancel you. I'll no longer follow you on Instagram and Snap. I'll stop coming to your church. I'll withhold my tithes and offerings. I'll sit there and fold my arms and look at you all crazy. I will cancel you if you talk to me and offend me. And so the world we live in now, I've got to tell you that it's just okay to be how you are. It's okay to be mean as hell and to be malicious and to be grouchy and to do anything you want to do and say anything you want to say and go anywhere you want to go. That's what we want to hear. That's going to be all right anyhow. But that's not really what's true. Because brothers and sisters, if we don't deal with our sin, we won't appreciate our salvation.
Amen.
Until you address your sin, you won't know how bad off you are and how much you need the Lord. And maybe, God, thank you. Maybe you answered my question, because for the last 50 minutes, some of us have been in this room, and we think we're so good, and we think we're so bad, and we think we're so relevant, and we think we're so important, and we think we're so valuable. But some of us ought to come in the house today knowing, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I know where I would be. Some of us ought to approach today and say, as bad as I've been, as much dirt as I've done, and the Lord still look down and reach down and save my soul, I can't help but lift my hand. When I think about how far I come, think about the mess I was in, about the dirt I've done, and God still gave me breath, and God still gave me life, I can't help but give him glory. I can tell some of us don't deal enough with sin, because we don't understand, if it wasn't for my sin, I would not appreciate my salvation. I ought to have about two or three people who realize I got to give God glory, because I know how it could be. Yeah. 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 Our sinfulness. Now here it is, y'all. Y'all ready? This ain't the day to look at somebody else. There it is. There it is, Mac. There it is, man. This is not the day, because it's so easy to look out a window, but never in a mirror. And here's my word for you. It take one. To know one. You wouldn't know how dirty folk are unless you have the capacity and the propensity and the capability to be just as dirty as they are. That's how you know what they're doing, because you've been there and have done that. And if it ain't for the grace of God, you will still be doing it. Let me go and help the house. Some of us have just gotten too old, and we just can't do the same sin, but some of us still got sin in our hearts. Until the day you die, you and I got to wrestle with our sin situation. Just because you can't do some stuff don't mean you don't want to. And that'll make you just as guilty as those who can do it. I don't see how she can do it the same way you did 30 years ago. That's how. Same way. NBA Youngboy today. Bobby Blue Bland yesterday. Somebody ought to help me. This word sin is so unpopular. And y'all, it's been present ever since the fall of man in Eden. That sin has been present. And I'm going to tell you deep folks something real quick. You can't rebuke it. Here's the shout for saved folk. We have been saved from the penalty of sin. We are being saved from the power of sin. And then when the Lord comes back, we will be saved from the presence of sin. But the Lord ain't come back yet, which means that sin is still rampant even in the church. Get over it. Get past it. You even got sinful stuff that happened in church. So I don't know why you get past all this stuff. I thought I would find better at church. I didn't think people would hurt me at church. Hell, if they'll hurt you at the grocery store, they'll hurt you in church. Hell, if they'll mess with you everywhere else, they'll do it. The devil don't care about your joy. He don't care about your peace. Grow up! Grow up! I thought I would find love. Are you loving? I thought I ain't nobody gonna hurt. I got church. You ain't got grocery store hurt. You ain't got work hurt. Preach black bar. Preach ham. Everywhere, the only place you're hurt is at church. We got to deal with our sin. Understand today that we got to cope with this as we live and function in this world. This popcorn religion and this prosperity gospel in this world we live in has made us not take a look at ourselves. It's made us take this approach that it's everybody else. And it's not me. It's given the most sinful people a victim syndrome. It's making the guilty feel innocent. And the innocent feel guilty. That now truth offends and lies make us happy. Because of the prevalence of sin and because we don't deal with it enough, because preachers and teachers won't stand boldly and tell us about ourselves and tell us about our heart, we're living with people who don't have any joy, who have no peace, who have no power to live past that door. Because we don't deal with the sin. We tell people you go in that water, your hands look come out, your hands look new and your feet do too, but they don't tell you that you got to go back and live. You still got that same man at the house, the same children at the house, you still got that same job, and you're going to be faced with how to handle sin. Them old nooks and crooks going to still be out there. It'll still be attractive. Talk, man. Y'all ain't got quiet on me. That those same habits, those same things will still attract you. So that's why you ought to be in the house of God. That's why you need to be in Bible study. That's why you need to be understanding so you can know how what not to do. Now, for most of us, ain't no sense in us being this ignorant because we have opportunities to learn to be better. Sin. Our text today. And Psalm 32 is a companion to Psalm 51. David is a penitential, not penitentiary, penitentiary, but penitent psalm. It's a psalm of I'm sorry. Psalm number 32 is also called a mashil. Can the church say mashil? It is a Hebrew instructional psalm. It's meant to teach us something. And David aspired to teach us something. David writes this psalm after. Can the church say after? After coming out of something. Now, this is the same David that's anointed. Same David that's appointed. Same David that's got power. Same David that's got position. Same David has got influence, but he's also the same David to say, I sinned. I'm going to try it one more time. It's the same David who has the anointing. Speak in tongues, can't speak in English. Same anointing, same power. He's a great warrior. He's a great king, a great leader, but he's got a sinful nature. And David says, you can't have one. And can I tell you what's done happen? That we come in here and try to leave sin in the car. And I come in and try to give off what I got left. And that's why we ain't got no joy, no power, no praise. It's because the real me ain't even in here. Because you so busy trying to hide from God. But can I pop your bubble? You can't hide from your God. God saw it when you did it. He heard it when you said it. He was there before you even got